Good day to you, Sir Matthew.
Greetings, Michael.
Shall we partake in the podcasting?
Verily.
Forsooth. Welcome to another time period that we like to call Hacking the Grepson podcast. I am Mike, and I'm here with Matt.
This is Matt. Hello.
Yes, that was Matt in the very professional voice that he always uses.
Yes, if I were to do some sort of voiceover or voice acting, I'd be more likely to use this voice than my normal voice, which sounds like this.
They're both lovely, though. I enjoy them. So today on the podcast, I think it would be super fun to talk about our kind of, I don't want to say regimen, but like kind of our daily go-tos for all the things. Yeah, our habits as developers, as programmers, as geeks, as nerds, as any of those appellations you'd like to give us for people who are into computers and techie stuff. To start us off, when I think about the word dailies, which is what I'm calling this, I think of the World of Warcraft, which I used to play way back in the day. I won't say exactly how long to preserve some integrity, but it's a massively multiplayer online game, role-playing game, and you have quests, tasks that you need to do. And one of the things they introduced at some point was essentially the concept of daily quests. So like every day, there was a certain thing you could do. There was the normal quest that everybody was doing that was kind of part of the overall plot of the game or whatever. But, you know, you could always go do this task to get something every day. Right. And so even if you didn't do anything else that day on the game, you would log in long enough to do your dailies, get them done, get the reward, and move on with your life.
But the hope is, of course, you would log in to do that, and then you'd be like, you know, while I'm here...
Yes.
And then time suck.
Yes. And believe me, lots of online games have taken that concept to heart. And there's plenty of online ventures that have daily kinds of things that get you to come back every day, you know, to make it sticky. Like, you know, because, you know, maybe you play it for a while and then you kind of don't have the motivation to do it anymore. And so you don't log in for a while. But then they introduce dailies and you're like, oh, well, I got to log in at least once a day. Get my dailies.
And then they introduce the streaks that go along with that. And then I must log on every day.
Yes.
So that I can properly keep my streak. It's so important.
Right, because there's nothing if not... I mean, numbers are things that geeks and nerds love to both make go up and check out. Statistics of like I remember this one guy at one point like kept all the statistics of his daily life for years so he
really?
Could you know exactly you know I don't know how many pounds of food he ate that day, how many steps he took, how many times he went to the bathroom, like all the minutiae of your day in statistics, and then make graphs and charts about it. And I'm like, I mean, that's cool, but I don't have the
If I had the bandwidth to do that, I would absolutely do that. That sounds very much in line with the way I like to function.
Well,
or not even the way I do function.
Yeah, well, but I feel like the friction that comes with having to do that every day, if it's not automated in some way, like if you don't just have like a thing that does it for you and you have to manually do that, I don't think I would lose the streak very quickly, I think.
Yeah. So that's what we're talking about today is our dailies that we
go
through?
Like, obviously I don't play World of Warcraft anymore, but I definitely have developed some daily habits to keep my brain going, know about what's going on in the world, tech or otherwise. But Matt, why don't you start us off with what's something you got to do every day to make it a proper 24-hour time period?
Oh, there's so many things, but I suppose I'll start with the first thing that happens when I wake up, which is before I even get out of bed, I grab my phone and I do all my Wordles.
All your Wordles. Okay. So you're still playing Wordle just as I am.
Exactly. So the ones I do basically every day. And usually about halfway through these, I end up getting up and like going to the bathroom, or like I stop to go take a shower, drive my daughter to school, and then I come back and I finish them up at some point. But, you know, kind of depends on how soon I want to get up. And I'm still doing, I can just list them off. I'm doing Wordle, Guess the Game, Guess the Book, Connections, Datagrams, Framed. And then some other ones I'm doing that I think are not in our list of things that you and I both do is there's Actoral, which is still one of my favorites. And this new one, which I'm going to look up the name of because I don't remember it off the top of my head, that someone, it was recommended to me by a friend of an acquaintance, or an acquaintance of a friend. I don't know. And it's called Squeezy, and it's imsqueezy.com. And then the other big one that's taken over my life lately is it's called Puzmo. And that eats up a lot of my daily time. So that's just my Wordles. That all has to happen every day. Or else I feel like I have failed as a human being.
Wow. Is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't know. But it's a valid thing. But it keeps my brain working, like you said.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, I also, for, I guess, several years now, like, the daily games that I play has changed, but, like, yeah, a lot of the ones you said, Wordle, Connections, Guess the Game, Guess the Book, I also try to do Guess the Audio, which is by the same makers as the other Guess the Blah people, Datagrams, Framed. I tried Puzmo a little, but honestly, I find after doing all the other things, my brain is kind of like done and I just never get there.
I mostly just like it for the crossword puzzle, and the other parts annoy me, but that's okay. Because I'm not good at the other parts.
The Wordle and Connections, those both come from the New York Times games. And so, another one that I have started to do again recently, although I definitely don't do it regularly, is Spelling Bee, which is a lot like Boggle. You know, there's like a central letter and then there's six letters around it, and you have to make as many words as you can that every word has to be at least four letters long and has to use the middle letter at least once. But you can use letters multiple times, which is a bit of an interesting quirk, because normally Boggle does not let you use the same letter twice, but you have to do it in this. And they... As you know, we're talking about numbers and streaks and stuff. I mean, a lot of these games have, they keep track of your streak, and, you know, humans love streaks. We don't like breaking them, but we love making them. And Wordle has that. Connections is interesting. Even though it's like an official New York Times game, it doesn't seem, it's not at least publicly showing that you have a streak, which is weird to me.
I appreciate that about it.
Like, do you wish that Wordle didn't keep track of that?
Yes and no. I find that helps keep me motivated to do it. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, it also makes me feel obligated to do it. And I don't like feeling obligated to do anything. That's like my nemesis in life is having to do something. I want to do lots of things, but when I have to do something, I'm not happy about it. And streaks feel a little bit like that, so I try not to pay attention to them. I had a really long streak in Wordle for a long time, and then finally failed a day, and I haven't cared as much since then. I'll miss a day now and again, and it doesn't make me cry.
But you do keep coming back despite that?
Oh, I like the actual game, and I like the, like you said, like waking up my brain with it every day is useful. Yeah. And just my neurotype also just likes habits and routine.
Yeah. I think the streak thing is very interesting. It's a very interesting psychological tool that is exactly what you said. It keeps you coming, but it also does feel like an obligation. And it's almost like a, not blessing, but like it's a relief almost when your streak is broken, because it feels like this burden has been lifted. Because like the longer your streak, the bigger the burden, and then it gets broken and it goes away and you're like, oh, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I remember for a while there, my daughter was very into Snapchat. and all of her friends. That's how they communicated. Now they use a million other different mechanisms, but Snapchat was the way. And they have a concept of a streak, like in messages between your friends. And literally, she would just take a picture out the window and like write an S on it and send it to her friend so that they could keep their streak. They weren't doing anything with it anymore. And so, and I see that in some of these. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go on and just skip. Right. Like you could easily get your streak for doing them. The nice thing about something like Wordle is it's a streak that not only that you did it, but that you succeeded in doing it. And that to me, I need that little bit of it to make it matter. Otherwise, because every day I was like, well, what's the point? Like, well, because I want the number to go up. That doesn't mean anything to me, but I want the number to go up because I achieved something does hit that. It does trip the little dopamine sensor in my brain.
That, wow, that's fascinating. I never thought about keeping a streak going regardless of success. Like I always think of it as a success streak, not as a interaction streak. 'Cause I was thinking another one that I do that a lot of people do, is Duolingo, which is a language learning app. And I don't really use it to learn a language because I feel like I'm going to move to, you know, Japan and I need to learn Japanese. I do Japanese, one of many languages, just because I find it fun and interesting. But Duolingo has a streak mechanic. Of course they do. And they, on top of that, they also have, like, at least if you have it turned on, you know, they'll send you an email saying, hey, you haven't done your Duo today. And you know, they have that little owl. And there's like memes of like, you know, Duo saying, you know, do your learning today, or, you know, I'll kill your family, you know, like that kind of ha ha ha. Like if you don't
it reminds me of like Animal Crossing, right? It's like, if you don't do it today, something bad's going to happen, right? If you don't go on to Animal Crossing, your village slowly deteriorates over time.
Like the weeds pile up, you get bugs in your house, people will say, like, where have you been? Kind of a thing.
And it's tied to real-world time, as opposed to, like, a game like Dave the Diver I'm playing right now. That has days in-game, and there's a new thing that happens per day in the game, but it's not tied to real-world time. I personally prefer the ones that are not tied to real-world time, because, again, then it feels like an obligation.
Yeah.
And yet it works.
I think sometimes we don't like that it works. I mean, we accept that it works, but we don't have to be happy about it. The reason why I brought up Duolingo is because I have an insane streak right now. I have like an 1,100 day streak.
Wow.
Yeah, it's and the whole like the streak is indicative of success or just interaction. Duolingo, doesn't. I mean, It is success because you do have to do a lesson of some sort. And the only way to get through a lesson is to succeed at the lesson. Like you can't fail and get credit. But to that end, I will often do like the least amount of a lesson that I can just to get the day done so I can move on with my life. And yeah, it's after 1,100 days, I'm not super excited to use Duolingo every day. I will admit, like I'm often not in the mood to like remember how to say something in Portuguese just because I started that lesson at some point.
But it keeps you coming back, which is
that
good
streak,
because that
man.
But that, you know, it takes, what is it? Like it takes something like 2 weeks to form a habit, but it takes like a day to break it.
Yes.
I know this from exercise, and like I'll exercise and I'll be really good at doing it every single day, and then I'll get sick, and I'm like,
yeah,
and I never exercise again until the next year when I'm like, hey, you know what?
And also, not only do they have the little Duo owl as their mascot that you know tries to not exactly humanize it, but it tries to make it more personal. You know, like when you get your day done, they do a cute little animation of like a flame, you know, lighting up. So it's just there's all these like, ooh, shiny. And, you know, they might play a sound and there is some very lizard brain part of us that just wants to hear that sound, wants to see that animation. And so we'll do it even if we're not motivated otherwise to do it. And it feels manipulative, but I guess as long as I realize it, I don't know.
That reminds me, actually, someone was telling me just the other day, you know, you remember the game Candy Crush that was like super big for a while?
Isn't it still super big?
I don't know. It's my wife was obsessed with it and now she's not. So in my mind, it's gone away. Okay. I got to like level 63 and I was like, I'm good. but that game, what I heard the other day, and I haven't verified that this is true, but I believe the person that I was talking to was designed by someone who made slot machines in Vegas. Mm. And so it's got that same kind of like payout of from like an aesthetic point of view and giving you that dopamine. You don't win money, but you still get, you get the shiny graphic and like the big thing explodes or whatever. And I think that's fascinating and also a little scary. But like you said, as long as you're aware of it, it's not that bad, right?
Yeah. And I try to think that like, I'm not just pulling a lever on something and wasting my money. I am learning other languages to a certain extent. So at least it's not all bad. And it, you know, I go back and forth on the gamification of things. Sometimes I'm okay with it. Sometimes I'm not okay with it. I think it's a spectrum. You know, you can be blatantly evil about it, or you can just be like, well, we just know this works and people are okay with it. And let's, you know, it's proven that it helps people do their dailies. So why not?
Do you have any that you used to do that you were like, I stopped doing this thing. And you almost get that relief and then you start it up again? Because I have one of those, which is Pokemon Go. I was very into Pokemon Go. And then the pandemic hit and I stopped going outside. And I stopped playing Pokemon Go. In fact, I deleted it from my phone because I just wasn't using it anymore. And that was kind of a relief because I did feel that like need to go out and like spin the Pokestops and collect the Pokemon or whatever every day. But my nephew recently started playing it, so I reinstalled it just for him so I could like send him gifts. And I have a new dog. And so now that has become one of my new dailies is I take the dog out for a walk and play Pokemon Go. And I appreciate that it gives me something to like keep my mind occupied to some extent. It's very difficult to keep me focused on things. And just walking the dog sometimes isn't enough. And the dog is just enough of a distraction that I can't often listen to my audiobooks while walking. But Pokemon Go kind of works. And it's forced my dog to learn how to sit still for a little bit longer if I'm doing like a gym battle. So thanks, Pokemon Go.
No, that's awesome. I'm glad you brought that up because I think I might have tried Pokemon Go for like a hot second, but I've played like no Pokemon. I've watched no Pokemon. So it just, I didn't have the cultural, you know, indebtment to it. But the company that makes Pokemon Go, Niantic Labs, they made a game before Pokemon Go that you may be familiar with called Ingress.
I'm not, but I remember you telling me about it.
Yes, Ingress was made in like the early 2010s, and it was a similar geo... I forget what you call these kinds of games. They refer to it as an augmented reality game. Yeah, so it's like you're out in the world, but you're playing a game on your phone that like augments what you're seeing, either collecting Pokemon, or in the case of Ingress, that was where there were certain like monuments in real life, or not, it didn't even have to be a monument, just like a building or a structure that you could
some
get
some sort of landmark, like, or like a Starbucks.
and you were able to put like a base on that, and there were two teams, like the blue and the green team or something like that, and so if you owned a certain base you could defend it, and so the blue team might try to attack it and you can upgrade that base to like defend it, but if they take it over, then it turns to their color. And so it's kind of like an area control thing, but across the whole world, like anywhere you are, just like with Pokemon Go. So I was super into that, and that was definitely a daily of mine. Probably around the time that we got a dog. It definitely made going on dog walks more interesting, but also my dog was like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you just standing there on your phone for 20 minutes, you know, and I'm attacking a base, and my dog's like, what are you doing? Why can't we continue? So I totally understand what you mean by that. A quick meta question about dailies is, how do you keep track and launch all of them? Because just so you have some context, like I sometimes do all my dailies on my phone, but I often don't do them until I get to my actual like main computer. And so I use the Google About, the Google New Tab page, which I don't know, a few years ago, they let you start customizing and they let you put like shortcuts on it. So I'm just staring at the New Tab page and it has all of my dailies as links and I just click them all and load them all. But what about you?
Oh, I didn't know I could do that. I just opened up Google and I'm like, and it has add shortcut. That's really useful. I leave the tabs open on my phone.
Okay. Oh, so you just refresh each day?
Yep. I just go through the list. And I know like we're on that Slack channel where we post our Wordle scores and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And I know our friend Richard, who was on the AOC podcast episode a few weeks back. He has a little bot in there that like creates the list of all those apps, and they have links. As I know, so he goes through and clicks all the links. I just open my tabs and I go through. Otherwise, I'll forget that they exist, out of sight, out of mind. And I like doing them, but I also like the conversations that we all have in the Slack channel about them, which is about half of them why I still do them.
Yeah.
Because I don't really, like, guess the game. I maybe have, like, a 10% success rate on that game. But I like hearing you guys talk about it. Stuff I do pretty well at.
Yeah, I mean, just a quick shout-out, though, to Richard. Like, I think we need to make a note that the fact that he wrote this bot that every day puts all of the threads out there so that we can put our scores and have the discussion in is very cool. And like, I definitely take it for granted now, but you know, we used to have to make them manually. And so it's very awesome that he has done that. You know, there's one on here, Foxy Max. I know we used to do that one and I think maybe our friend Charles still does it.
Yep.
But in general, I did it for a while and then I stopped doing it. And I think the reason why I stopped doing that particular one was, and I think this is indicative of why dailies are fun and why they stay. And on the opposite side, why I drop them. If I can't do them within like a minute or two, mm-hmm. I don't tend to go back to them. Like if they're not like a quick, like, brain, maybe this, nope, brain, nope, and then done. I tend not to stay with them. And so the one that you mentioned,
yeah, who has the time for that?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the I'm squeezy one, and I tried that for a few times, but I realized that I'm not super good at them, and it actually takes a while, and it just got kind of annoying to do them, so I stopped doing it. And the same with Foxy Max. I think there was something about it just wasn't flowing, and it just taking too long, so I dropped it. But what about you?
Yeah, I definitely am in the same boat. I'm definitely in the same boat with if it's not fun, I don't do it anymore. And generally speaking, if something takes a long time, I don't find it fun for these kind of things, right? These like repetitive, I want the quick dopamine hit and then it's over, right? Yeah. Wordle, I'm done with in a minute, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes longer if I can't figure out a word that could possibly fit. I think the one I tend to spend the most time on is connections, and that is less about the game itself and more about the metagame that we all put around it of trying to guess things in reverse order of complexity.
Yeah. Which I still don't do, but I like that you guys do that.
But because of that, that game takes me longer. But if that starts taking too long, I just go back to the old way of doing it and I'm like, yep, I see this category and then I'm done. But yeah, the ones that take a long time, I don't do. Which is why a lot of the Puzzmo ones I don't do every day. Like, I'm really bad at the really bad chess because I'm really bad at chess.
You think it'd be perfect, but you know.
Yeah. But there's like flip art, which I usually do in about 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And the crossword, I just enjoy doing. And it takes longer, but I enjoy doing. But even that, I'm done in like 3-4 minutes on average. So yeah, it needs to be a short bite-sized thing. Ideally, it's something I can do while I'm walking between rooms in my house. That's kind of the perfect little bit for all those.
Yeah, and I think that we've tried other daily kind of guess or puzzle games in the past and they might have been fun like once, but it's hard to really put into words why a game is sticky. to some people and not others, or ones like Wordle that like got super popular. I mean, I think, like we said, you can do it relatively quickly. I think word games, for me, like I tried a lot of the math games that you had suggested, and I dropped them all because I just don't think as quickly with numbers as I do with words. And so they kind of became a grind. And once, like you said, once they become a grind and they're not that fun, I just, why am I doing this? And so I stop.
Yeah. We only have so many hours on this earth. Why are we wasting it doing things we don't like?
I think that's, if you don't like it and it's not fun, there's literally no reason.
I have enough of that just due to capitalism. So
had to get that in there.
Always, every episode. That's my goal. That's my daily, is to mock capitalism.
Duly mocked. I think we should also just, as a side note, say that Proggle was one that we were super into for a while.
Yeah.
And that was an awesome game, and yet we both dropped it around the same time, and I'm going to assume it's for the same reason, but I don't want to put words into your mouth, so why did you drop it?
It got samey.
Yes, it got samey. There's only so many programming languages.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, and also because just to remind everybody, like that had two parts. You had to guess a programming language based on the attributes of it, and you also had to guess a programming language optionally from an actual example of it. And it would give you more lines. Yeah, and I remember that the second part, I think, just stopped changing. Like he ran out of examples, the guy who created it.
And that was the more interesting one to me.
Yeah. But also the harder one. Like, I feel it must be hard to write it's not hard to choose a random selection of code from a random programming language, but it is hard to slowly reveal it in a proper difficulty curve, you know, like dynamically across different languages, because different languages show their true self in different ways over time or over. So yeah, that sounds like a tough thing to make daily for and sure. Be different and interesting. Yeah, so absolutely. I feel bad though, because I did really like playing that game.
It was a good game. But there, like we said, there's only so many programming languages, and it started to repeat itself. And if you play something every day and it repeats itself, you recognize that. But it was a really very well done game. If you haven't tried it, go try it, people.
Yeah. Proggle. Good stuff.
Yeah. Another thing that like I don't do that you do are all the audio ones.
I was going to ask about that.
That's primarily, partly that's because I'm not good at them, and I don't enjoy doing things that I'm not good at. But mostly it's because I don't want to make noises, because that, in my mind, is disruptive to anyone else around me. Whereas like I can sit there and play Wordle. You don't know what I'm doing on my phone. But if I'm playing Guess the Sound, people are going to hear it. It's just a personal thing. I don't like doing that. Makes me feel awkward. And then especially because I suck at it.
I assumed that was the reason. And believe you me, that is also the reason sometimes why I don't do them. Because I have the same feeling. I think I'm better and I like sound stuff more. So I tend to do them.
Yeah.
But it's also funny.
Like I do all our movie ones, and not all of you guys do them. It's because
And I suck at them. That's why.
Yeah. And I have a soft spot for movies, so.
Yeah. I just wanted to make one extra note about, because I have tried to create some dailies. I have created two daily web apps, and they have both failed in my mind for different reasons, but I understand why. The first one is Bogdol, which is essentially just
my version. Which was really fun, but I can tell you why I didn't keep playing it.
Yeah, and I think I know why, which is that it much like Spelling Bee on the New York Times, is it just takes forever to do. It is not fast enough, and the dopamine hit is way too prolonged, and that's why I don't do it as well. I run it, and I don't play it.
Yeah. Both of those need like a win condition that you can do really quickly, and then a completionist thing where you can keep playing it. I feel like that's the trick with those.
Yeah.
Is like, okay, find the longest word you can make with this, or find, you know, two four-letter word or whatever, right? Like some number of things to win the day so that you'll keep doing it every day because it's fast. And then if you get into it, you're like, I want to do more.
Why have you not said that? Man, that's been running for like a year, and I love that idea, and I want to implement that immediately. Go. Wow. Yeah, because obviously Bogdol is made by taking a 9-letter word and then finding all the words that exist in there and then saying, get all of them. But of course, that takes forever. And just finding the 9-letter word could be enough. Like, just because in Spelling Bee, they call it the pangram. The pangram is the word that uses all the letters. And that's what I should add. I love that. Okay. Thank you for that. But also the other one that I made is called Nebudel, which is essentially the game that Spotify used to do, which now Guess the Audio does, which is like, here's a snippet of a popular song. See if you can guess it. And I mean, I knew when I made it that it was going to fail to have popular consciousness because it's just my music and no one else knows it like I do. So it was more of just a, can I do it? And I'm like, well, I've got this catalog of 600 songs. Might as well use that.
I've listened to many of your songs and I couldn't get any of them. But partly that's because I don't know the titles of songs.
Yeah. Well, and so many of them are just instrumentals, so they don't have a chorus to remember. Yeah. So I've made peace with that. It was fun to make them. I don't really care. I didn't really think they were going to get big, but I like the Bogdol idea, and now I'm thinking that could become a thing. So I'm going to go back to that. But I've also thought, like, man, I want to make another one, and now that I know how to make one, like, I should really make one that does have the potential for mass appeal. But I'm trying to think of, like, what is it about, you know, just to kind of sum up why dailies are cool and why we like doing them and why they stick. You know, why does Wordle and Guess the Blah and Datagrams, which is essentially like a one-turn Scrabble game where you get, here's 8 letters, make the best word you can out of them. You know, they're fast. They have an instant win condition. But also, the thing about the Guess the Blah games are that they're using a corpus that is popular, that people know, you know, movies, TV, books. And I don't know what hasn't been done that I can get a hold of to use. I mean, obviously the English language and all the words in it is essentially public domain. So I could get that from
Bogdol.
Guess
the word.
Yeah, guess the word. But like,
it slowly reveals the definition.
Slowly reveals the definition.
It wouldn't work. Yeah, I think it's a couple of things. I think it's all the things you just said. I think the other aspect of the dailies that works really well, I don't think it's a necessary condition, but I think it helps a lot, is a fun, small, shareable result.
Yeah. Right?
So, like, I also, one of the things I didn't mention that I do is the New York Times mini crossword.
Mm-hmm.
But if I share my result to that, it's actually just a link to other people playing it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not interesting. But if it said, Matt did this in 22 seconds or whatever, cool. Maybe showed like a little tiny image of the grid. It always looks the same. But
you bring up the idea of using a timer, and that is definitely something that none of these games we talk about use. Is that something you would actually want to play? Like, is that a metric that you want to?
So Puzmo has that, and I find that that helps me do it faster.
Okay.
Because it keeps me, because otherwise what I would do is, like, with Flip Art, for example, which is the thing that is probably the fastest game on there, I would just have it open and occasionally go over there and be like, oh yeah, that probably rotates that way. But I probably wouldn't blow through the entire thing except for the small puzzles at one go. But the timer makes it so, like, okay, I'm paying attention to it. It keeps me in the moment of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love that aspect of it, and I think the time is the least interesting thing to share, but if it factors into a score or something else, it can be interesting. But what made Wordle popular was people were sharing it without any context, and it was just like, here are these weird blocks. No one knew what it was, and then they clicked on it and like, oh, that's cool. And then you had this like almost shared secret with people.
I do worry though. I don't worry, I'm just like, I feel like that concept has been done, and I don't really know how you would, you know, it's not interesting anymore to do that kind of thing. And so I feel like there needs to be some other gimmick that hasn't been created yet to really restart the daily, you know, fanaticism. Cause I mean, I know a lot of people just dropped off of Wordle. Like, I don't think Wordle is cool anymore. Not that I care, but it's just, it's not in the zeitgeist anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, if you look at games in general, roguelikes, right, they kind of get that what I think is necessary for a lot of these games, which is you get a similar experience of like how you're playing it, but the actual game is different every time. Mm-hmm. So there's probably something there with like a roguelike short, right? Like if you look at a game like, I'm going to pick Dave the Diver because again, it's a game I'm playing right now. When you start playing that game, you're underwater for a very brief amount of time because you run out of oxygen and there's just not so much you can do. The game loop is very tight at the beginning. And now when I play it, like I'll be underwater for like an hour.
Wow.
And that's one of the three times you can go underwater. And I'm like, okay, that is now too much. And I almost find myself not wanting to play it because I want that short dopamine hit.
Mm-hmm. And also like on that note, like I know there's a lot of people who like Wordle, but don't like that it's daily and they want to have like unlimited Wordle. So people have made versions of that where they're just, I just want to keep guessing words until I'm bored. And I mean, that's fine if that's your thing. But me personally, like the reason why I care about doing Wordle is because of it's one a day. I do it. I'm done. I share it. I don't think about it until the next day. Like it's less of a game and more of an activity. You know, it's just something I do like to push a button, you know? And so I don't know, do you think there's, just to use an example of the both Bogdl and Nebutal, the kind of daily games I made, you know, they have the daily, but they also have the here, just keep playing as long as you want. And I guess some people are into that. I'm not as into that, but I put it there because I guess some people are. I don't know. Does that have any value for you, Matt?
It does not. And more to the point, I think it actually ends up making a worse experience overall. Mm-hmm. What I have found is almost every single game like that I've played, if they have that mode, I will deep dive into it for a little bit because it is interesting once mm-hmm. to do that. But then I'm less inclined to do the daily version.
Oh, interesting. Is there
like,
one of those?
I can just play whatever.
Now, is there one of those kinds of games where you went into the unlimited mode and have stayed there and have just and you don't like you keep doing that or you got tired of that nope. and moved on?
I got tired of them and moved on. That even goes for like archived versions. So I think Actoral is one I mentioned. I went through and did all of them mm-hmm. at some point in time. And that was fun. But then I caught up and now it's just daily. Because for a little bit there, it started to feel like an obligation to do mm-hmm. to do it. As soon as it becomes an obligation, I don't want to do it. And that's and that's my personality type. Yeah. And other people want to deep dive into one thing and get really good at like how to do that thing. Mm-hmm. I am not that person. We were talking yesterday about being generalists. I'm a generalist. Deep diving is not interesting to me. Except in Dave the Diver, where I am diving deep.
Dave the Deep Diver.
This episode not sponsored by Dave the Diver. Dave the Diver.
But, you know, it's funny. I actually tried that game, and it did not hook me. I no pun intended. But, I don't know why. Like, I heard you guys talking about it, and it seemed, like, really fun. And the fact that it, like, branches out and explodes into, like, 500 different game types. I don't know. I don't know why it didn't hook me, but it just didn't get me. So why do you think it hooked you, just as a side note?
I was looking for a casual game that I could just have on in the background that wasn't stressful.
Oh, okay.
Like, I have TV on in the background, I'm playing this game, and I don't have to pay too much attention to it, and I can pause it, which is becoming increasingly rare in single-player games these days, and I don't understand why. Whole other rant.
Yeah.
Let me pause my games, darn game developers.
Yeah, seriously.
I have a life.
Pausing is important. Well, and I think the compromise to that is, like you said, roguelites becoming so popular because it's like, oh, I only have 5 minutes to play a game. I'm going to play a run. I'm done. Like, I'm not going, which is why I'm not super interested in like a 60-hour RPG anymore because I know it's like a good book. Like, you really want to set some time aside to get invested in the world and get immersed. And I'm just generally not always looking for that. I'm often looking for the little fun, you know, 10, 20 minute like burst of like, ooh, this was cool. That was fun. And now I'm going to put it down.
There's a game I played a couple years back. I think it's called Minit, but it's spelled like MINIT.
Yes.
And literally the game is a minute long.
Yeah.
But then you can play it, but then you die and you come back. But there's certain aspects of it where it permanently unlocked. But because It's that same game loop of like Binding of Isaac, Day of the Diver, all those things where it's like every day you go back and do this thing, Dead Cells, right? But whereas Binding of Isaac and Dead Cells and those kind of games get longer and longer as you go because you are able to get further because what you're unlocking is your ability to get further in the game.
Yeah.
Minute continued to be a minute long. I think at one point it like slightly slows down. But in general, it's like, you got to go, you got to do this in a minute. And so there's never a moment where I'm like, in order to get to the next thing, I got to go through this, like, you know, half hour long. No, it's, I sit down and play it for a minute. If I have a minute to play, I can play it. And I think there's a lot to be said for that.
Yeah. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I think there's a place for the 60 hour RPGs. When I was a kid,
again, I have 400 something hours in Baldur's Gate 3, right?
Yeah, and I've put hundreds of hours into lots of Fallout games. And when I was a kid, I loved playing Final Fantasy, which were these long RPGs where you did a lot of grinding. I think, you know, just as we've grown older and our interests change and our responsibilities change and where we want to spend our time, you know, and also the people making these games, they're growing up with us and they have the same kind of feeling and they understand that like time is a resource just like all the other things. And so I'm glad that these things exist so that I can kind of get that, like you said, wake up the brain, get my mind thinking. But I also am like you, and I don't like that, like when I'm staring at connections and I don't know what to do, more rarely so on Wordle, that doesn't happen, but on connections a lot, I'm just staring and it's like I can't get on with my day until I figure it out. It's like a roadblock. And I don't like that part of it, which is, you know, I don't know. It's just a...
Well, that's the other thing I think that works really well in some of these is there's a limit to how many wrong guesses you can have.
Mm-hmm.
So you can fail within a finite amount of time as well.
Yeah.
Because something like connections, when I get to that point, I start guessing.
Yeah.
And if my guesses are wrong, okay, I lost.
Yeah.
And that bums me out for like 10 seconds, but then I move on with my life.
Right, exactly. I think that's they have their place. But much like in a previous episode that we talked about containerization, you should containerize your interest in these games to a certain amount of space and time and then move on. Close the box, put it away.
I like that we were going to talk about all the rest of our day, that we, the things we do every day, but we just deep dived into games.
Well, because they're fun. I mean,
I think we spend all day on that are interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about brushing our teeth or, you know, taking the dog on a walk, but I don't think that's as interesting.
I did technically mention that.
That's true, you did. Okay. Well, just to finish this one up, is there any other, like, daily tech or programmer-related things that you like to do?
For a while there, although not now, I was going on to LeetCode every day.
Oh.
And solving a problem a day.
Mm-hmm.
Then my actual job started to be mentally tasking enough that I didn't need that. But like, that's something I really like. I think you and I both really like about Advent of Code.
Yeah.
Is it was like, here's this bite-sized problem. And I think you and I both like Advent of Code better at the beginning when it's short.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you jump in there, you solve a little problem, and it's over.
Yeah.
Then at the end where you're spending like hours trying to figure out how to do this thing. And I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah. Well, and especially because it's happening during December and family time and Christmas, and it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in Norway. Why am I wasting time... writing code for,
well, I for think partially because
doesn't really matter
because you're a problem like solver. It. Yeah, you're a problem solver. Yes. You see a problem needs to be solved. I think the only other thing I wanted to mention besides these daily games, which generally don't take that long, but sometimes, like I said, with connections, they can sometimes take a while. You know, I still, even though the big Reddit debacle of all the third party API things, I feel bad that I went to the. Official Reddit app. I know you've been using it for a while and it didn't really bother you, but I was using Apollo for a long time and it felt weird, almost a little betrayal-y to start using the official Reddit app, but I guess I got over that. And I don't know if that means I'm part of the problem, but I still check Reddit. I still read a lot of tech stuff on Reddit. I still have feeds, RSS feeds that I check every day. And so, you know, I'm aware of the thing. You know, I don't check Twitter/X anymore at all. That's completely gone. But that used to be a daily habit.
I used to have a bunch of web comics I read every single day, and only very recently, like within the last couple of years, I stopped.
Ooh, that's interesting. Why?
There were too many. That's the problem, is that I end up adding to these collections, right? The same thing happened with the Wordle games.
Yeah.
Because I had Wordle, and I was like, oh, there's a clone of Wordle, and here's another one, and here's another one. And now I'm doing like 50. I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I have a job to do, right? Yeah. And so at some point, and then it just becomes, I'm a very black and white thinker, all or nothing, much to my therapist's dismay. But like, I'm like, okay, I can't do all of them. I'm doing none of them. Mm-hmm. And they all went away. And then every once in a while I'll go on like XKCD and just like keep hitting previous until I get to one I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah. I also used to read a bunch of webcomics, and I think I'm down to basically XKCD and like poorly drawn lines or something like that. I used to read a Saturday morning breakfast cereal every day. And then I realized that, like, I don't want to say that I'm like too dumb to get that comic, but I feel like I'm too dumb to get that comic consistently. Cause the guy who does it, is, I think, quite smart and writes a lot of very incisive and deep comics, even though, you know, it's the art style doesn't necessarily, you know, represent the content, the text content, but it was starting to become a slog just reading that comic. I would have to really like knuckle down and like pay attention. And honestly, even XKCD is like that sometimes. Sometimes it's just like the joke he's going for is a couple layers deep. And I'm like, I kind of get what he's saying, but I'm not sure that I'm getting out of this what I used to. So I just kind of skip it. And yeah, I don't want to think that I'm just getting dumber and I don't get them, but I think sometimes I just don't want to put the mental work into it. And that's actually part of it.
And I think that's valid, you know. Our hobbies are supposed to be fun. If you're not having fun doing your hobby, why are you doing it?
Because you feel like it's part of your identity and you value it and you think other people value because you do it. I think that's the reason.
Yep.
And
exactly. And you know what? People will love you anyway.
Oh,
those who matter don't mind, and those who mind don't matter. Thank you, Dr. Seuss.
Wow. You know, I think that's a great place to end this episode. Yeah. Do your dailies. Don't do your dailies. We love you.
We won't
way.
Judge.
Yeah. Unless you're Mike Judge. He judges everybody. It's in his name.
Your dad will judge you, though. So sorry. He won't love you.
All right. So that's our episode on dailies. If you haven't done your dailies and you do dailies, go do your dailies. But if you, our podcast does not come out daily. That would be a lot of work, and we're not willing to put that work in. But we will try to put out an episode every other week on Wednesday. And if you wanted to listen to our previous episodes, you can go to hackingthegrepson.com. That is hackingthegrepson.com, in case you were ever wondering that. If you're already here, you can just look at the title.
I was wondering.
Yeah. Well, you know, English changes a lot. Who knows? Maybe the spelling of that will change someday. But until the next time we talk at you, we now return you to your regularly scheduled lives, daily or not, already in progress.